Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise. Welcome to today's episode. Today's episode is going to be about DIY buyers versus people that want done-for-you services. So if it's your first time watching my channel or listening to the podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button and also hit the like button. And if you're the first time listening to this and you don't have my niches list yet, go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches to get my free list of the 99 most profitable high-ticket dropshipping niches so that you can have a head start and get going right away. All right, guys, so let's get into the episode. So I'm doing this talk on this subject, DIY buyers versus people that want done-for-you services, because I had a coaching call this morning with a student of mine, and he has a business already, and they do bathroom remodeling, and he is setting up a website to sell to DIY buyers. For a long time, he's already had a business selling services to people who want their entire bathroom remodeled, and he's moving into high-ticket dropshipping with e-commerce because he's had customers in the past that have requested to buy one or two different bathroom remodeling parts from him, like a shower base or, you know, a bathroom vanity or something like that, and to have it shipped to them directly from the supplier, and they can install it themselves using how-to tutorial videos. So he, in the past, he's just done it manually. He's done it over the phone with invoices, with QuickBooks and stuff like that. But now he took my course, the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass, and what he's doing is he's setting up a whole Shopify store to sell all the different parts from his suppliers for the different things that they do in the bathroom remodeling process. Now, I looked at his store today and gave him some tips, but the main thing I noticed is that the parts are quite complicated. There's a lot of different sizes and a lot of different styles you have to choose from. There's lots of different options and things that can be combined with and stuff like that. So it's not a simple purchase. It's actually, there's a lot of things involved. So the biggest tip I gave to him for the DIY buyers to help them through their journey is to create more content on his website. That was the number one thing. So you need to have more buyer's guides, more tutorials, more blog posts, more assembly guides, more content around the products that he's selling so that he can explain to the buyer exactly what they need to know before they make that purchase. And then I told him he needs to have more conversion optimization features built into his website. Countdown timers, discount coupon codes, expiring, you know, running out of stock fast, this kind of stuff. And have a value offer stack. So like, what does he offer that's unique in the marketplace? Is it free shipping? Is it free returns? Is it a warranty policy that goes beyond what the supplier offers? Things like this. Low price guarantee is another example, satisfaction guarantee, financing, things like that. So he needs to build out his Shopify store so that it will convert better and also provide more value to the customer as they go along their journey. So it was really interesting to me, and I wanted to explain to you guys the biggest thing with high-ticket dropshipping that's the most important is content marketing, and especially for DIYers because they need that content in order to install or assemble the product themselves. And if you're the one that has the content out there that's targeting the keywords and also providing the how-to content, you're probably the one that's going to win the sale. So keep that in mind. High-ticket dropshipping, it doesn't mean that you can just put up a product listing and start making sales automatically. That might happen here and there, but to really scale a business up to six figures and beyond, you really have to do a lot of content marketing. Okay, and then there's the done-for-you services. So this is like he has a separate website entirely for his done-for-you service or his bathroom remodel service. And if you're building out a Shopify store and you already have a store, or you're thinking about building one around a product to sell a product and, you know, accessories and stuff like that, that's fine. But also consider setting up some sort of a add-on or upsell for a done-for-you white glove delivery of some sort. So it depends on the niche you're in, the market, if it's even available, excuse me, but the coolest thing is that most of the time it is available, especially for furniture, for certain fixtures, things like that. There are companies that do install these things, that do assemble these things at the customer's home. So that makes it really easy. And they can be quite lucrative. You know, the average margin is 20 to 30% on those services or more. And since it's an upsell, you can, you know, maybe even raise the price a little bit more just because it's farther on down the buyer's journey with you. They've already made the decision to purchase from you. So if they know, like, and trust you by that point, you can probably charge them more and they'd be willing to pay it because they know they're getting a good service. So that's the point, guys, is you want to always, like with your high-ticket dropshipping store, understand your main target market. Is it a DIY person? Usually it is if you're just selling products. And so provide content so that person feels comfortable buying from you. But then also on the back end and, you know, on the product page, cart page, all that, offer a done-for-you service as an upgrade. There's also lots of other upgrades you can offer, upsells and stuff like that, like accessories and you know, other things that go along with the purchase, or even, you know, upgrading to a more expensive model of the product. You can sell extended warranties. You can sell all sorts of weird things that go along with the products. And that's the key, guys. But understand who you're selling to, because that will basically guide you for how you create your product descriptions, you create the content on your website. So are you mainly selling to DIYers? Are you mainly selling to hobbyists? Are you mainly selling to people that are remodeling, you know, and stuff like that, that are doing it themselves? Or, you know, are they the kind of people that might want to, you know, pay somebody else to do it for them, pay a contractor or somebody? Might you be able to be that middleman that connects them to the contractor and either takes a commission or makes a dealer fee, you know, in exchange? I mean, this is pretty much what you're doing online. You're being a connector. You're going between the supplier and the customer. You're connecting customers to suppliers' products. And the supplier doesn't know marketing as well as you do. And that's why they, you know, give you wholesale pricing. So just know that you can do lots of cool upsells. And it's really important to grow your business in that direction, because when someone makes a purchase from you and they buy over and over and over again, they buy multiple things, it makes your business way more profitable in the long run. All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching this episode, listening. And if you guys are interested in the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass, just go to highticketdropshipping.com, type in your browser, www.highticketdropshipping.com, and you can enter to get notified as soon as I launch my course. Thanks for watching this, and we'll see you in the next episode.